Welcome to Voices from Back Home, conversations with the newsmakers and regular folks that make up life in farm country. Today, we hear from Dr. Wendong Sang, Assistant Professor of Economics at Iowa State University and head of the school's annual Land Values Survey. Dr. Zhang shares his journey from a rural community in China to Iowa and discusses the universal themes that tie rural people together, no matter their location.
So I grew up in a rural county in northeastern part of China in a province called Shandong Province. So it's a province 4 hours south of Beijing. That's where the Yellow River trains through, and where that's the Yellow River goes to sea, and to where Confucius is from as well. It's roughly the same latitude as Kansas. So after studying in my hometown until high school, I went to a university in Shanghai to pursue my bachelor's degree in environmental science. So that's where I see the outside world, and it's got interested, especially during my junior year. I went to University of Hong Kong as an exchange student, so where that's the first time I saw places outside mainland China. So it's, and I experienced the exposure, and I see how just a thousand miles away, people are living totally different lives. So as a youngster, I feel emboldened to explore the world, so I wanted to go to the U.S. Then I applied a bunch of schools and eventually picked the Ohio State to study agricultural and environmental economics. How I end up in Iowa is, as while I was working at Ohio State, my two chapters of my dissertation actually about Western Ohio farmland values. So I got interested in the issue, and luckily my predecessor, Dr. Mike Duffy, retired the year I graduated. So I carried on the long torch to do the ISU Land Value Survey, which was started in 1941. Back when I was in Ohio, one of the reasons I want to work on agricultural issue is agricultural issue is more universal. So I worked on two topics, essentially. One is farmland value, and one is water quality related to nutrient runoff. There's more universal themes in agricultural topics between the U.S. and China, let alone there's a lot of the Chinese agricultural policy, like crop insurance, have been tried in the U.S. or Europe. So there are a lot of resemblance. In agricultural settings, a lot of things we learned about and the policy trial and errors in the U.S. does have significant and direct implications for China. There's growing interest, especially after our governor becomes the ambassador to China, related to how U.S. and Iowa can benefit from a growing demand, export demand from China. So we just, the Dean Wendy Winterstein at ISU just gave us money to set up a mini center at ISU to study Chinese agricultural policy. So we just made the move and hired a postdoc. So hopefully we will generate some of the policy briefs that can be shared with stakeholders. So the one of the key objectives is to write something that can be read by the public and the policymakers and the commodity groups, that can, a portion of those articles could also be, say, like a reference by newspapers like yours.
Thank you for joining us for Voices from Back Home. Voices is a Lee Agrimedia production, and is produced, edited, and narrated by Corey Munson. Visit agupdate.com for this and other great stories. Copyright 2017, Lee Agrimedia, all rights reserved.